Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this. All right. I'm so excited, Jessica, to have you here with us today on the podcast. And I could not be more excited to introduce you to our audience as just a mom, a fierce, ferocious, amazing woman who just does it all, former corporate America, VP, just love the interaction that you've had with network marketing, what you've created. You decided to leave corporate America and just go in full-fledged. And your story is absolutely remarkable. And I can't wait to share that with our audience more today. But just this woman, guys, Jessica Rigner, in 26 months became a millionaire in network marketing. She left corporate America, walked into network marketing without even thinking about it, literally was looking to lose some, you know, some sticky pounds, and literally has created an incredible legacy for her family. But the part that I admire most about watching Jessica's journey, she's not only incredible at business, guys, but she, her greatest accomplishment is what she is as a mom to her four children. And I watch her and I learn from her. And you guys are going to learn so many tidbits from her on this podcast today. She has four children, three biological children, Avery, who's 14, Quinn and Gavin, who are both 12, and Trinity, their newest addition to the family, adopted now just a little over a year. She's had several foster placements in her house. She's just opened her heart and her home. And Trinity has become part of the Rigner family. And Jessica, I just want to say how excited I am to bring you to the audience today to share your journey. I know that people are going to walk away with so much goodness from you today. So thank you for joining us.
I'm so excited about this, Erica. Your energy is so contagious. The way you make people feel so great about themselves is a gift, and you're seriously a treasure.
Oh, well, you know what? We all learn from each other, bringing out the good, and it's so fun to watch other women's journeys. And I think so many of us need to do more of that. And you are a true reflection of that, you know, not only through your actions, but just the way that you spread goodness, just leaving people better than you found them. I'm going to go back because there are a lot of people who are on this call who may be entrepreneurs, whether they're in the network marketing space or not. And what is one thing that you wish you had known, you know, rewind 7 years ago, that you wish you had known before you got into network marketing, or maybe at the beginning, that you would love to share with someone else who may be new at it or thinking about getting involved?
I think the first thing is that the industry is really misunderstood. It's stigmatized. And there's these stigmas about this industry that, you know, no one makes any money, or it's a pyramid scheme, or there's no opportunity unless you get in at the very beginning of a company. And I think the first thing that I'm glad that I had this foundation, I understood the industry because I had worked on the corporate side of it. And I had looked at behind the scenes of significant, really successful companies. And I had met a lot of the people that were doing this. So I had a little bit of an understanding that the stigmas were, while fairly owned, not necessarily accurate, and certainly not accurate across the entire industry. I wish that I had really understood the possibilities of this earlier in my life, because like you said, I had a corporate career, and the success in that corporate career really depended a lot on, it was a time trade. And you know this, you've lived this life where it required extremely just draining demands as a person. Then add in that, you know, my husband and I wanted children for so long. We prayed for kids. I had a very difficult time, very lengthy journey. I've talked about this openly on my own social media with infertility and with in vitro, and thought we'd never have children. And then we end up throwing kids into the mix of this wildly demanding corporate job, and then trying to figure out, what was it that I really wanted? I prayed for these children. And now how do you figure out the balance of that? A wise woman, I was on the Women's Council, at Citibank where I worked, and a woman told me, Jessica, if you think it's about balance, you'll make yourself mad. It's about mix. And that changed the perspective. But I will tell you, no matter what, balance or mix, my situation drained me to zero on the regular. The travel demands, the everything. And so when I tell people about this industry, when I explain to them how brilliant of a distribution this is, how people can have a virtual franchise, when I really explain that to them, and they're much younger than I was when I started this, I want to tell them, you have no idea how this could change your future. Because I had so many nights of falling asleep in a hotel in California when my kids were in bed, being put to bed by a nanny in Philadelphia, and the angst that that caused, the feeling that I was mismanaging both of my roles as a career person and as a mom, that I was out of balance, that my mix was off. And I just look at them and think, if I could show you what this could do for your future. And that's what I wish I knew. I wish I knew about this. I started at 30, 34, almost 35 years old. I wish so much that I could impart this to young moms, moms that people who are just getting married, people that are single, and say, do you know what this could do? I was looking, you know, I know, Erica, you know a little of our story, but I was married really young, married a man 7 years older than me. But I was married before I was 25 years old. And I read the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And I said, wait a second, I get this concept. I understand how to have money work for you, how you could leverage your income. And I said, wait a second, we started buying investment properties when I was not even 25 years old. We probably had a couple million dollars in real estate by the time I was 25. And it was looking for, how do I make money while I sleep? If I would have known the possibilities and potential here at 25, at 26, under 30 years old, we would have had a completely, our life would look totally different. That's what I would say. I wish I knew younger.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's always funny to rewind to your younger self. And, you know, there's so many people that would look at you and say, wow, she was so brilliant as such a young mom to see this and do it and make it work. And that's the way that I look at it. When I hear your story and what it resonates with other people, because let's face it, we all go back to our early 20s and we're like, hey, you know, the things that we wish we could have, would have, should have known. And then we see these young people who are getting involved and catch the vision and understand the true value of residual income. And I think that's a really hard concept to see when so many of us are, there's a real, you know, philosophy, you know, you go to school, you work hard, you get a job, and, you know, you stay there till you retire. And I think those barriers have really started to break down. And people, I think you've hit the nail on the head. People are looking for more of that mix or that balance. And let's face it, it's never perfect, right? Like the part that I love, you know, about you is that you're so willing to share the raw and the real and, you know, tell us, you know, about when life gets crazy, right? With four kids, let's face it, but also the strategy that you have towards business and uplifting people. So with that being said, that younger person right now is on that podcast, is listening to you right now, is what would you say is the best resource for them that has helped you along the way to stay on that journey and to take yourself in the right trajectory with what you wanted it, what you wanted your team to look like? I mean, you have over 40,000 people on your team. I mean, that is absolutely incredible. And you literally work this when and how you want it. You're not, you know, structured by anyone. What resources helped you along the way balance that?
In terms of I think if you really think about what helped me, I will say it's working on my own mind. And in all honesty, that is something that it's like working out. You don't just train for a marathon, do a marathon, and then say, like, I'm done being healthy and training my whole life. I'm done working, you know, I'm done prioritizing fitness. If you want to be healthy and live a great life and longevity and feel amazing, you got to work out on a regular, more consistent basis. And it's the same way with your mind. And when I really understood that, it became dangerous in how much it empowered me to do things. And I'll tell you, when I fall off, I fall off. When I stop doing personal development, I stop reading, I stop pouring into my mind, I stop attracting and visualizing, working on myself. Oh, it's ugly. And you feel it. You ever, we're in the holiday timeframe right now when people start eating all the cookies, drinking all the drinks, not doing what they know is best for their body. You feel it. And in the same way, when I stop feeding my mind or I get out of sync with doing personal development every day, I feel it. I feel it so acutely. And then I think, what is wrong? Why do I feel so uncertain about the future, hopeless, those terrible feelings? And I can be honest. People go look at me and they go, oh, you have it all together. And I think, friend, you don't know. When I let it go, I let it go. It's undone. But the greatest thing that I found about personal development is all it takes is one flip. It just takes action. That's the thing that's gotten me out of a funk every step of the way. If I look back on my life, when I've been able to unfunk myself, it's literally when I got into action, did one thing. I opened a book. I listened to a podcast like this. I just wrote down what I wanted for my future. I did some goal setting exercises. I created a vision board. One click on the kaleidoscope changes all mindset. So in terms of specific resources for your listeners, I would say to you though, there are some books that changed my life. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. When I was a young person, my mom worked in a nursing home and I used to go with her. And what you'll find in the break rooms, sitting rooms, lounges of nursing homes, oftentimes are books people dropped off. A lot of Dale Carnegie, a lot of Zig Ziglar, but Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I have my kids read that book. It's so powerful. It changed how you show up in the world. Another book called Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. That's by T. Harv Eker. That book changed my life. The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. I already mentioned Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. There's the Cash Flow Quadrant by him as well. There's just books that changed my life. And those are the one that in network, when I started in network marketing, a book called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting by a woman named Lynn Grabhorn. Not only do I read that again and again, I have that on my Audible. I'll never return that book to Audible as long as I live, because I often will just click to play that and I'll listen to a chapter. And Lynn reading it just gets me so in the mindset to know that the future is ours to shape. What we think about, we bring about. And it is an indisputable law. And just the reminder of that can change everything. So I'll tell you, in the last month or so, I was in a place where I just didn't like how I was feeling. And when I reflected on what am I doing differently, it's that. It's not tapping into the resources that you're asking me about. So guys, I'm going to go back and read Secrets of the Millionaire Mind again, because man, that gets you in mode to say life is yours for the taking.
Yeah. And Jess, you know, I love, love, love that you know, when I say resource, it's so true. Your own resource, right? You don't have to go and buy, you know, a $10,000 coach. You don't have to have the perfect color pen. You don't have to have the state-of-the-art computer. It really is all between your ears, right? And it's all in your head about what you want to make and what you want to become. And, you know, one of the greatest gifts you've taught me is abundance statements, right? Every day, and grateful statements, why we're so grateful for what we have instead of what we don't have. And then the attraction statements, the things, you know, you once said it to me, or I, you know, would see you doing it, you know, hey, listen, I'm attracting these people. And I'm like, okay, what is Jess, you know, what is she drinking? You know, I know she likes these shakes, but you know, what's in these? And really, when you start doing that and you start really manifesting what you want to become, it starts showing up in your life. Jess recently, I know, you know, was looking for this brand new car, and this car just kind of showed up in her life at the right price, the right time, the right color, never thinking it was going to be the right, you know, like that was like, it wasn't like you were out there searching and turning over everything. You just manifested it and it showed up. And it's just little things in your life, whether it's people or objects or the changes you want to make in your relationships, you know, you've made that. I think what I heard you say, and what I think, you know, anyone listening to this today needs to hear, is it comes down to consistency. It's not that Jess sits there for 8 hours and reads a whole book, you know, excuse me, my life's waiting for you, like tomorrow, she'll go and listen to a chapter, right? But she'll make a commitment to do it. And she knows when she's off, right? She knows it's like eating, going to the gym, whatever it is, we need that consistency. And once you can create that and make it part of your, just like brushing your teeth every day, you make it part of your daily, you know, action, it really, really creates a difference. So with that being said, Jess, you have had,
if you don't mind, let me interject really quickly, because as people get to know you, I think one of the greatest things that I've learned watching you is exactly that. You have a daily method of operation that is who you are. I've traveled all over with you, seen you in different places. I've seen you in different stages of life, and you get up and do the same thing. You have a routine in your life that sets you up for success. And I think it starts with how people, when they open their eyes, when I open my eyes in the morning, oh my goodness, guys, can I tell you what I used to do that was terrible? I used to reach for my phone, read social media, look at negativity, read the news, put the news on until I realized, I started learning from other people like you, Erica, that, hey, that's not a great way to start your day. The way to start your day is when you open your eyes, say, thank you, God, for giving me another day. This is going to be an amazing day. Thank you in advance for all the people you'll drop in my life, for all the divine appointments, for the opportunity to serve other people. And when I started starting my day that way, instead of social media, the news, email, and what a difference it makes. And you, I've learned that watching you, Erica, is you make no excuses for how you start your day in a positive light. Set your intentions for the day. You make no excuse. You don't watch the news. You don't look at social media. What you do is you get up, you do affirmations, you work out. And honestly, that's when people get into that, when they etch that into the rhythm of their day, open your eyes and say, thank you, God, for another amazing day, another opportunity to serve people, to be, bring joy, to feel joy. That, what a difference in starting your day.
Totally, Justin. I so appreciate that. And it becomes non-negotiable, but it started as non-negotiable. Like I was like, well, listen, I have to make this into a habit. Now I literally feel like I'm missing, like I forgot a kid at home type feeling when I don't do it. Like my day just feels off. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, it's so hard for me to get into that habit, it's okay. We've all been there. Jess has been there. I've been there. I've fallen out of it. Jess has fallen out of it. What we're saying to you is get back in it, and no better time than 2021 right now, guys, getting back into it and getting into your, and it can be something simple. It could be literally 5 minutes. It does not need to be 50 minutes in the morning and, you know, looking at a lake and listening to the birds chirp. It literally just needs to be, hey, where is your comfortable space and what are you going to do with that time in the morning? I have this book called Everyday Mindfulness that literally, like, every day I open it up, I put it on my Instagram, I share it with everyone. And I will tell you that I've had so many people that say, where's that book from? Where's that book from? And like, I'll take pictures of it and I'll go through it and watch it, do it again and again, because there's 365 days, you know, obviously I forget, but it really keeps me in that mindset and just reminding me, it brings me back to the simple things in life. So Jess, you have had so many people that I know have influenced your life in so many ways. And you probably could go on for hours about all of the people that have come in and out of your life. But as you've gone through life, do you have someone that just really has just created huge impact and influence in your life that you'd want to share with the audience and just, you know, what that story is?
I'd say if I'm going to pick one person, the person who completely shifted the trajectory of my life was a woman who got me involved in really network marketing. I mean, she was a woman who, you know, my story really is the company that I'm with. I started using the products because I was looking for energy and sleep and lean out. I watched them really work for a bunch of other people that I knew. And as a huge skeptic, I jumped in, but I brought five friends with me. And I just said, friends, we're going to get our sexy back or our money back. Just try this with me. And I knew, frankly, at that time that misery loves company. I knew if it was my idea, I wouldn't quit. And I just thought, well, we have no risk. We'll get our money back if we don't like it. And so given that five friends, plus my husband, Doug, all started with me, this woman happened to be looking at reports and she noticed that I had enrolled a bunch of people in a weekend. And she reached out to me. And honestly, she wanted to talk to me about the opportunity of network marketing. She had seen, now she enrolled a bunch of people. She must be interested in network marketing. And I just thought, wow, it was just really for my own personal accountability. So it would improve my own results and compliance level. And what I will say is that that woman's boldness, reaching out to a stranger that she saw on a report, and then really vulnerably sharing her own story. Her story is remarkable. The woman's name is Jani Elo. And Jani's phone call that day, 7 years ago, taking this person who she should have hung up the phone because I was dismissive probably to put it mildly. I just said, no, I'm not interested in a network marketing opportunity, but thank you so much. I knew a lot about the industry in my own mind because I had been running it for one of the largest banks in the world. And I knew compensation plans and I knew companies, they were my clients. And I just said, no, thank you. I'm not interested in this opportunity. And instead of disconnecting that phone call, what she asked me was, would you mind if I shared my story with you? And her story is so powerful and remarkable. Her husband played in the NBA for 14 seasons in a league, in a professional basketball league that most careers ended after 4 years, is I think the average career. He played for 14 seasons. And she told me the story. And you know, her husband is a bit of a legend in the NBA, quite a legend in the NBA of his, in his own right. And she just shared with me her heart for why she did this. It wasn't for the job. It wasn't for the money. It was the mission. And she said, I got a hold of these products. And I just said, they will change people's lives. And frankly, she said, I have a gift for bringing tired parents home from jobs that don't serve them and giving families financial breathing room. And if that mission, I mean, just the power, the conviction with which she said that and the statement itself was enough for me to say, impressive woman, really powerful mission. I love it. She didn't need the money or a job. She did it because she believed that she could leave people better. Just like when you said, when we started this, you talked about leaving people better than you found them. And I thought, huh. And then she asked me a question that changed my entire life. She said, how much would it take to make it worth your time? And I thought, despite the fact that I think this woman is really fabulous after this short conversation, she'll run when I tell her I had this corporate situation that I thought I would never be able to replace this in any other way, but trading time for money, sacrificing time with my children to travel and fly all around the world and work on huge deals and have massive stress and deadlines and weekends and vacations cut short by board meetings, et cetera. I thought there's no way I could ever replace this kind of income. And my family needed that money to make our life go around. And when I told her the amount of money it would take to make it worth my time or to even allow me to consider it, she didn't even blink. And that is that's conviction. She said, let's go. Did not hesitate. When I told her this enormous number, she said, let's go. And I will tell you, despite the fact that she didn't need the money, she didn't need a job, she certainly didn't need to really invest her time in helping me, she changed my life. I told her my husband and I have a house at the Jersey Shore at the beach, and we go there on weekends in the summer and maybe a week or two of vacation. And she said, I have this vision that you'll spend summers boogie boarding and sitting with your kids on the beach. And she told me about how when her kids were growing up, they had a lake house. And she just said those memories of those kids swimming in the lake and kayaking and paddleboarding, she said, those are the best gifts that we ever gave our family, those memories. And I see that for your family. And I thought, this woman is wildly insane. There's no way we'll ever be able to be there. And anyone that knows my story, you know, 7 years ago, I was able to walk away from a corporate job and spend the summers, my first summer of 2014. I always say my kids will never forget that summer. They had a live-in nanny and spent summers here in Philadelphia, hoping and waiting for Friday so they could go to the shore for 2 days. And they lived at the beach every summer since. And it is the most special. Like if you ask my kids, like the most special family memories, it's being at the beach, the sun is coming down and people are still hanging out, beach chairs in a circle, family playing games. It's still the most powerful thing. So I'll just say, if I had to pick one person, she changed my family's life. She allowed us to have time and money to do other things. And for us, that meant getting into foster care, becoming a foster family. I've had 9 placements. My foster son I had for 18 months is actually just back for a visit right now with our kids. And He is such a humongous part of our family. Our I think our biggest gift, though, that if she ever gave us was she gave us like foster care, led us to adoption. And you mentioned Trinity in the beginning. So Trinity's 4 years old. She's adopted just over a year. I've had her since she was 3 months old. And she's the greatest gift that our family has ever gotten. And I'd say that all traces back to Janie Elo and her bold phone call.
Wow. I mean, guys, just think about that. If you're listening to this, just what one phone call, like that one call that you don't want to make, that one person that you're like, oh, I don't think is ever going to do this with me in business, regardless of what business industry you're in, like take the risk, take the fear out of it and look at the opportunity is exactly what I hear Jessica saying. Look at what you can do to change someone's life. Because imagine if Janie, who I've had the opportunity to meet, who is just more fabulous in person than you can imagine. And she literally took the risk to pick up the phone and call Jessica and have that conversation. What was the worst Jessica was going to say? No. Like, and her life is forever changed because of that. So as you're sitting there today, regardless of what business you're in or what you're doing or what fear may be behind the what if, guys, just think about the lives that you can impact. Because at the end of the day, I always think like, what is the legacy you want to leave? You know, what the legacy you want to leave is that you did leave people greater than you found them. The legacy is that you want to create something for your children, those memories versus the material things, right? Your kids are going to remember the days on the boogie board way more than, you know, the 1 year you got him a boogie board, the best boogie board in the world that's been wrapped in cellophane because you never got to use it with them, right? So those memories you're creating are so huge. And if you're a mom or a dad or out there that's listening to that and wanting to create more of that, there is opportunity for you out there. And, you know, Jessica has done that for hundreds of thousands of people. And it's just remarkable to watch her create that vision, but be an example of it because she lived and breathed it, right? She used to be where she was and where she is now and how different her life looks because she dared to take those risks. But with that being said, Jessica, let's face it. We've talked a lot about the greatness and being on the beach and the boogie boards and the millionaire status and the, you know, what we'll say, but there's been a lot of gritty parts behind this too, right? A lot of gritty parts behind your journey. What is it like being your own boss? I know there's a lot of great things, but when does it ever get lonely? Does it like, just talk to me a little bit about maybe a little bit of, you know, the struggles that you personally may go through being your own boss and being your own entrepreneur too.
I think the struggles I think are you have to constantly be filling your own tank. It's like we talked about those resources, right? The reason that that's so important is because if you're going to lead a large group of people, fundamental to success in anything, I don't care if it's network marketing or any other industry, is people have to have belief. They have to have that fortitude. And that's there's a lot of blocks that keep people stuck. And so if you just listen to people's blocks and help people believe in themselves, they've got to be able to borrow my belief. And so I will say that the key to getting up every day fresh, ready to serve other people, is you've got to keep yourself fresh. You've got to keep filling your own belief tank and doing the work on yourself, because the blocks that I've had in my own self have shown up in other people. You attract who you are, right? And I've said this to you before, Erica, where I'm like, what, how am I showing up? I need to really reflect on how I'm showing up, the energy that I'm putting out, because it manifests itself in situations and the people who keep showing up in your life. And so as I make those shifts, it really changes. There are times when they call it being in the flow. When you're in the flow and you're cranking on cylinders and your belief and your expectancy and your focus on abundance, oh my gosh, that brings unbelievable alignment. It brings absolutely the magnetism of just every good thing. And it's like, I'm in the flow. Everything is firing. All lights are turning green. The world is conspiring to act in my favor. This is great. Conversely, you can get into a situation where your mind is working against you. You're so out of alignment. you feel like there's scarcity everywhere you look. I'll tell you, if you really if you want to revive, you talk to somebody who is an amazing counterpart. Like I'll call someone like you, Erica, and I'll say, let's talk about it. And you'll remind me, we'll never run out of people. We'll never run out of money. Money is an energy state. You literally could manifest and attract the whole life that you want. And a lot of times you start manifesting things and you go, oh, I'm manifesting scarcity. I'm manifesting miserable people. I'm manifesting a complete misalignment, bad health, laziness. I'm manifesting all of it. We're energy. Money is energy. Success is energy. And honestly, if you want to revive that feeling in yourself, find someone who has beliefs like you have, has beliefs like you want, and go talk to them about that. Go, if you don't know anyone, go read one of the books that we talked about earlier. But the revival of that fire inside of you creates the alignment that will make you in the flow. That feeling, you guys all probably have experienced a time in your life where every light starts turning green. You're a magnet for money. Every person who's good looking wants to date you. You've probably had that experience in your life where you go, what a magical. You created that.
And you're so right, Jessica. You are the one that makes that happen. And like I said, if you're listening to this today, you have the power from within you. Anyone has it. No obstacles, no upbringing, no amount of money, what job you have, what color shoes you have on right now are going to stop you from getting there if you truly want to get there. And what I want to also remind you is that it takes a choice. It takes a choice to want to be there. It's just as hard to me, it's 10 times harder to be miserable than to be happy, right? It's your choice. At the end of the day, like they say, you know, I think burn more calories smiling than frowning. Like it's your choice. What do you want to make of it? And the other part to remind everyone that's listening to this is there are times where that struggle is going to be harder than others. There's going to be other circumstances that come up. And it's not that every day Jessica's walking around the world throwing confetti around either, right? Like life comes with its trials and tribulations, but it's saying, hey, listen, how can I get back on course? And it may not feel exactly, 100% the day you decide to get back into reading your books every day or doing your attraction statements, but it's going to get me back onto that course so that flow does start to happen. And so if you're stuck, it's okay. If you're listening to this and saying, oh, I'll never get back on that course or that flow that Jessica's talking about, you will. It just takes time and it takes consistency and it takes you wanting to get there, right? At the end of the day, you have to want to be there. So, we talked about self-doubt. We talked about, hey, listen, there's times in my life that, I can, struggle. And there's times in my life when I'm in complete flow mode. And Jessica certainly has been through both. But at the end of the day, she always comes back down to, what's going to ground her most, her family, her faith, her, her marriage. And, go back to what are those core pillars in your life that are going to keep you grounded. And I see it with, I see it in the eyes of her oldest daughter, Avery, and just who she's become. I've been able to watch her over the last couple of years. And I know you can't see me on this podcast, but I have goosebumps just thinking about her because, just who she's become and watching her parents' actions. And it's just a true testament of the gift, like we talked about, that you can't monetize, that we pass out down to generations or to other business leaders. And to be able to give that gift, to me, there's just nothing better. So with that being said, Jessica, okay, last question for you. Tomorrow, $25,000 shows up in a crisp envelope, at your front door, and you can invest it into your business. What would you invest it in and why?
So that is such an awesome question. And honestly, there's so many answers you could give, right? So you could say, I'm going to get an amazing coach. I'm going to hire a branding specialist. I'm going to hire someone to do my social media. And while that is really attractive to me, especially the social media part, I would tell you this. I had a friend recently that had an exceptional year. She's a top realtor in this area. She had an exceptional year. She had just made so much more than she had expected. And so she said, what they did was they identified some single moms at Christmas and they called the moms and they said, what's your Venmo? I'm sending you $1,000. Didn't even know them, just had been referred by somebody. They got someone that was connected to some areas that knew some families that were needed it. And honestly, because I believe so strongly in magnetism, if someone gave me $25,000 right now, I think, and they said, invest it purely in your business, I'd say karma does not take a day off. Mm-hmm. And honestly, what I found is that you 10X whatever you give in the world. People come to me from other network marketing companies and say, can you, you know, tell me what made you successful? And I said, like, let's set up an hour Zoom call. Why would you invest? Are you going to charge me? Why would you invest an hour in my success? Why would you give me so much goodness? Because here's what I found is that 1 hour invested in somebody else with no expectation that anything will come back to me sometimes sends me 10X. 10 people call me and say, take me to the moon with this, with your opportunity, because probably because of that 1 hour that I invested with no expectation of anything in return, 10 people write me and go, it's my time. Let's go. Can I do what you do? Can you show me how to do what you've done? And they come and rock stars just start manifesting. And so honestly, I think if someone gave me $25,000 right now, I don't think there's anything in my business that I'd say, this is the where I'd spend it. I would give it to other people with no expectation. And honestly, that feeling of blessing someone blesses me 100 times. But I think I would find 25 people, families that $1,000 would change their life. And I would literally just say, send me your Venmo. I'm sending you $1,000 right now. Do it with it what you want. Or maybe I'd do 5 people and I'd send, here's $5,000. Can you imagine as a person getting a call, someone sending you $5,000? And I mean, if there's I would just say, send me your Venmo. The money's while we're on the phone, money's right in your account. Like what that would do for families. Yeah. And just what that would do for you as a person, me as a person, to have that phone call. And just to think about the blessings and the ripple effect of what that money can do for people.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. I love that. I love the story that you shared with us. Thank you so much. It's like, and it is, it's one of those things, you just blessing other people and the abundance of the, talk about flow that comes back into you personally, is just incredible. And I know you have a routine that you do daily, is you just send out these beautiful birthday messages to people with knowing, hey, listen, some people are never going to reply. Some people may never listen, but it makes you feel so good just putting that blessing into people's lives every day. And similar to that $25,000 of saying, hey, listen, the blessings I can put out there and what I'm going to get back in return without thinking there has to be a return on investment of that money is just a beautiful thing. And truly to me, ends it exactly where I want to end it and just really defines who Jessica is, right? Defines on where her mind, her heart, her soul is of constantly just wanting to give back. You know, like, yes, she wants to be able to provide for her family and have nice things and all this. We all want that. But at the end of the day, you know, when you first said, you know, mission building and how that's really been refined to me, Jessica, and watching you do that day in and day out and helping so many families and people and customers and your kids and just showing them through your actions, showing them through your, just who you are as a person. And guys, I could not be more happy and more excited that you guys just got so many golden nuggets to take away from Jessica today, whether it's starting your day with attraction statements, whether it's investing into other people and giving back, whether it's thinking about foster care, because Jessica's story, you know, just really has you blown away, whether it's, hey, listen, I want to find out what she's doing in network marketing, I'm just so excited. Or, hey, listen, I just want to be friends with this girl and find out who she is. Jessica, where can they find you? Just so they can get more information if they just want to follow you or want to find out more about your business.
So I'm on Instagram, just my first and last name, or on Facebook with Jessica Badeau Rigner. And I love connecting with you. I love learning more about what people are up to. And people are fascinated. At the end of the day, I think we can make such a community together. We can make such a humongous difference and such an impact.
So you all heard it live from here. Jessica, go follow her, Jessica Rigner, R-E-I-G-N-E-R. Go find her on Instagram, Facebook. She's hilarious too. She'll definitely make you laugh, and she's real raw, and she just shares so much goodness, so much wealth of knowledge, and she will have you totally inspired. So Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Erica. I loved it. You're amazing.
Thank you all so much for joining us today on Grit, Grace, and Glitz. If you enjoyed today's show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please leave us a review to show us your support. I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all-new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.